Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Sunday service. We thank God for you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are pastors here. We just want to welcome you all to Sunday service on today. We're so grateful. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. You know, today is such a beautiful day. I don't know what it looks like in your area, but, you know, I have the curtains open and the sun is shining through the window. So I'm really enjoying this day. You know, a Sunday, a sunny Sunday. How good is that?
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. I want to welcome everybody out here today. We're coming together to congregate. We just thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for his mercy and graces and
yes.
Each and every morning that's afforded to us, we don't have to ask. God gives us that new grace and mercy each and every day. So we thank God for mercy and grace. And we'd like to welcome all visitors. If it's your first time here at Sunday service, we ask you to press 1. We'd like to personally welcome you, me and my husband, to Sunday service of the Gospel Public Ministries.
Yes.
So if you can press 1, we'd like to welcome you personally. And everybody else here would like to welcome you as well. So just press 1. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. We want to officially welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
But we do want to acknowledge all that's here today. My mother, Carol Dillard, Sister Dillard, Sister Sharon Mackey, Sister Shandra Jackson,
yes.
Sister Davina Dudley,
oh, yes.
Sister Connie Northern. We see that y'all here in Sunday service, and others we may not
be aware
of. Just to name of, just to name a few right now. So if you are, this is your first time, or, you know, this is not your first time, but we have not had the opportunity to welcome you. We want to welcome all that's here today. Kenya Victoria, welcome, Sister Williams. Welcome, everyone. We're so excited.
I like how you said that, new grace. I mean, you said that God gives us his new grace.
He says it's new.
That's so important, new grace.
Right. Every day you want to ask.
That's right.
It's afforded to us every day.
Who wouldn't want to have something new every single day?
Praise
we love
mercy.
New. Every time you have something new, I remember when I got a new shirt and a new pair of pants. Oh, I just loved the new shirt. But when it kind of wore it a couple of times and the little newness wore off, but look at God, the newness that never wears off.
Every day.
Every single day.
We're excited about service today. Again, welcome you all to Sunday service. I just have a testimony, and to others it may not be anything, but I'm just so excited about my family. We've been having a prayer call on every Saturday, and it's
Amen.
Just continued to grow, and I just see how God is working in my family, you know, because one of my prayers was a couple of years ago that my whole family would be saved and that God would use me. I was prophesied to by another apostle that you would be the Moses of your family. You'll be the woman Moses, and if I tell you that it has manifested and God is really using me in amazing pray for my family, and I just love to see that everybody comes together on the prayer call, and when we get off that call, we're changed. So many lives are being changed.
Yes.
You just never know how God is going to do it, but you just have to trust God to do it, amen, and God is definitely working in my family, and my husband's family as well, so we just thank God. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. You have to thank God for the people that's in your life that God has put in your life to help you. You know, we all need help, whether we think we do or not. A lot of us like, I can do it on my own. I got it. I don't need no help. But we all need help, and God has afforded you help and used the help that God has placed, you know, put pride to the side and receive the help that God has sent for you.
That's right.
Receive that help.
That's right. Rich or poor, need help. Everyone needs help. You know what? God did not create man to live in this world by himself, and neither did he create man to be dependent upon himself. God created man to depend on God.
Amen.
And God created man to depend on his wife or depend on woman, and vice versa, the same thing. God created the wife to depend on the husband. So we can't do anything without each other.
Amen.
But we can do all things together. We can do all things in Christ.
Amen.
Welcome.
I hope y'all
welcome.
Yeah, we're a little bit different. So we're unorthodox. And I like that about me and my husband. I'm very unorthodox. So you won't get it the same way all the time, but you're going to get it. Amen. Yeah, let's get right into Sunday service again. We thank you all for being here today. Remember, go ahead and grab your wine, your grape juice, or your cracker, your bread, the communion.
You explain to them, don't grab your wine. Like
no, grab your wine.
You drank last night.
No, grab that wine. No, that's the same wine.
That's the same
wine. Pray over it and make it blessed.
And change the chemical property in it first, and only take a sip of it.
Yeah, not a glass.
Oh, you got to be careful when you say grab your wine.
Grab your wine.
Amen. This is First Sunday, so
first Sunday.
We will be taking communion elements on today, you know, on First Sunday. You know, we're going to show God, you know, that we remember his broken body,
yeah.
You know, which was broken for us, you know, in remembrance, you know, of him for his broken body. And we also will be celebrating his blood that was shed for us. So whatever it is, you know, if it's a glass of water or
whatever,
a sip or whatever, you know, a cracker, a cookie, whatever it is, piece of bread. You know, get your communion elements ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for your mercy and grace for the new test this morning, Lord God, this afternoon, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do in our lives. For everyone that's here in Sunday service, Lord God, those who have focused their hearts to be here, oh, Father God, for whatever may have happened, Lord God. We pray for them. We pray for their strength, Father God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would send help, Lord God. Father God, before you, Jesus Christ, where you left, you said, I'm going to send a comforter, which is our help, which is the Holy Spirit. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit of the living God right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Well, yes.
Father God, we thank you for your promises, and we thank your promises of today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, that you'll never leave us, Lord God, that you are protected, so our blessings, Lord God, favors us, that all our needs are met, for you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask Holy Spirit of the living God that you will move on this mind today. Touch every heart, Lord God. Touch every household, Lord God. Touch every situation, Lord God. Lord, we pray for divine intervention that you would turn it around, Lord God. Oh, Lord, work it out, Lord God. That every curse has been sent our way, Lord, we ask that you turn it into a blessing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lead us out of path of right.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord God. Oh, Father God, teach us your ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come back to more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We come withholding nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give you our eyes, oh God, our ears, our mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our hands and our feet, oh God. Lord, send us, we will go, oh God. We say yes to your way, your will, and your purpose, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you,
God,
for forgiveness for our sins, oh God, for not counting us out, oh God, but counting us in. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you not just counting us in, but you're counting us to win, oh God. So we decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are victorious through Christ Jesus and his shed blood. Oh God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. But yet still we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your worthy, oh God.
Thank you
for delivering us from ourselves, oh God. Oh Lord, for this that have brought our own self down. So we thank you on today for delivering us from our own self, oh God. Lord, thank you for delivering us from the evil one, oh God. We thank you for the God that we're new,
thank
oh God, because
Lord
of Christ Jesus, oh God. We're thankful for the God for this day. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, oh God. According to 1 John 1:9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, increase our faith for you, oh God. And we're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, redeems us, justifies us, and makes all things new. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all
thank
is away and the new has come. We are walking in our newness on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to thank you for the new, oh God,
the new mind,
in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the God, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirit, strong man, sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort,
in the name of
Jesus Christ, accusations and all, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind them in our presence, everyone that's on the prayer call today, everyone that's in Sunday service on today, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loosen to where Jesus sends them, we bind them and command them to stay there, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. A lot of us are sick in our body, oh God, don't know what to do, the doctor don't know what to do, but Father God, you are our healer. Lord, touch and heal this day, oh God. Touch and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
That you heard our prayers and you answered our prayers, oh God. In this 2 o'clock hour, we thank you, Father God. For everyone that's here on Sunday service, we thank you, Father God, that you're moving on us right now, oh God. Oh Lord, let your spirit move right now. Walk every house, oh God. Walk every building, oh God. Sit in every car in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk every street, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful for that your word is true and established in the heaven, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your warring angels that are kept around us right now, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seeing and unseen dangers of this world. We thank you, Father God. We put on us right now the breastplate of righteousness, oh God. We put on the helmet of salvation, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God, that we are able.
We thank you that you created us a clean heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you renewed a right spirit within us, oh God, that you made all things pass away and all things anew. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. In your presence is peace, oh God. In your presence is healing. In your presence is deliverance. In your presence we have all that we need. So God, we thank you for your presence.
Yeah.
For the Bible said, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the grand, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst, oh God, right here in Sunday service, oh God, all in each and everybody's home and car, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father God, we ask that you have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. That after we hang up this call, and if we leave this service, oh God, that our lives will never be the same. For you have allowed us, Father God, to walk with you and talk with you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Touch right now, Lord.
Yes.
Touch right now, Father. Touch right now. All we need is a touch from you. You send your word to touch us, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There's someone on the line right now in Sunday service. They're saying, God, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Father God, I believe you're going to do it, but Lord, I got a little bit of doubt that just keeps creeping in. Lord, help me with my unbelief. Help me with that little bit right there, Lord, right there, the little bit that just keeps itching in. Lord God, help me with that unbelief, oh God, because my heart says yes, my mouth says yes, but God, I keep having this little part that keeps creeping in. Lord God, help me with my unbelief.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you for helping us with our unbelief, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now that you will order our steps, oh God. Order each and every person's step on the service today, that's in service today, Lord. Order our steps, oh God.
Yes.
We give our feet over to you. Order every last one of our steps. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And Lord, we want to just say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you, oh God. I ask that you bless everyone that's on the line and in Sunday service on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for a turnaround today for the good. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all that we prayed for at this time, God has heard our prayers and answered our prayers, and it is so and it is well with God. And we just want to say thank you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with faith and with the promises of God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I have a scripture. I have a scripture that I want to read here this afternoon.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a few scriptures. I want to start right here in Ephesians 2, 8 and 10. Father God, I thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be able to use your word, rightly divide it, and be able to deliver it to these here, your precious sheep, Father. I pray that you speak to my heart, speak to my mind, be every single word that comes out of my mouth. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. And all the people agree, says amen. Ephesians 2, it says, grace is a gift that comes from God. Now, grace, now this is, we are celebrating this afternoon, you know, first Sunday, we're celebrating with communion elements. So it's saying grace is a gift. So we need to understand that Jesus Christ is grace. What Jesus Christ has done for us, you know, on the cross, you know, by giving his life for us, you know, dying and going to hell and not just staying there, but being resurrected by the Holy Spirit and eventually ascending back into heaven. You know, this is, when he ascended, the Holy Spirit descended for us, and grace has been made available. Anything that's concerning you in your life right now, whatever it is that's concerning you, whether it's something that is causing you to be ill, either physically ill, or either it's causing you to be mentally ill, or causing you to miss the mark from wherever it is that you know that you need to be at, grace is a gift that comes from God, and Jesus Christ is grace. God has given you the gift of Jesus Christ, which is grace. The second scripture I want to read here is Galatians 5, and we'll start right here at the first. Galatians 5 and 1. All right. Galatians 5 and 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. 3. I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. 4. Christ is become no effect to you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And 6, we'll stop right here, 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor the uncircumcised, but faith which worketh by love. We need to realize something right now. We need to realize something, that Jesus Christ have made you free. He has made you free. Now, right here in these scriptures right here, this was Paul, though. He was talking about the law. He was talking about, you know, how men, Jewish men, to be able to be circumcised. And we know what that means, you know, to be circumcised, to be cut off before you can be right. But right here, what Paul is saying, you know, if circumcision don't avail of anything, you know, it's by believing in Jesus Christ, believing in his love, and believing in his grace. In his grace. I want to read this from I want to read this again from the Message. I want to read this again from the Message, about Galatians 5:1. It says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. How many know that Christ has set us free to live a free life? It is not the will of God for you to live a life of being enslaved, of being in worry, or to be, you know, just bound to anything. It says, so take your stand. It says, never again let anyone put you in a harness of slavery unto you. The moment any one of you submit yourself to circumcision or any other rule-keeping system, at that same moment, Christ's hard work, what Christ has won, the gift of freedom, is wasted. You are running superbly. See, when you're in Christ, you are running this race superbly because you're in Christ and Christ is in you. Don't let anybody get you away from trusting in God or believing in God or believing in Christ and believing in grace. God has already made all things available for you. All things have been made available for you through Christ Jesus. And we thank God for every single word that came in Galatians 5:1. We thank God for every single word that came in Ephesians 2 and verse 8. We thank God for making all things available for us to live free and to stay free, and to never be back, like the Bible says, in the yokes of bondage, or never to be enslaved to anything or any rule keeper ever again. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now it's time. It's time for us to, it's time for us, you know, to honor God by remembering him by taking the communion element. So I'll give everyone a chance, you know, to get your bread, your cracker,
your cookie, wine,
or what,
your water,
whatever it is, you know, water, or whether it's some type of apple juice, grape juice, wine, whatever it is, just make sure you pray over it first. You know, change the chemical properties, you know, of it.
Yeah.
I have a little
welcome, brother Taiwan Mackey. This is internet the service. We want to welcome brother Taiwan Mackey. Welcome. Brother Taiwan Mackey, the Sunday service.
Welcome.
Amen.
Well, look, today, my wife had been asking me to sing. She had been asking me to sing. I mean, she's been asking me for months and months and months, you know, when I was going to sing. So today, you know, if for anybody, you know, I'm going to give this blessing to my wife. She think I can sing. So, you know, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to sing.
Just do
today.
It.
I'm gonna try
we
to
get Sister Dilla to help you out. She be singing.
I was the sound. Okay.
Hi.
Beautiful one. Is the sound okay? Because I know this area might not be as good to be able to.
The sound is okay. Sister, I told you Sister Dylan said she wanted to help you sing. Sister Dylan, you going to help Pastor sing today?
Sister Dylan want to help me sing? Okay. All right.
Sister Dylan, she always Sister Dylan.
Yes, I will be leading the song.
No, you're not leading the song. let Pastor sing and then you can come in.
Go ahead, Pastor. Have their communion elements. Have your communion elements. Then you'll go right into communion right after. Okay?
Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength,
someday, and it will never lose its power.
It will never lose its
power.
Because it reaches to the highest mountains, and it flows
Your cracker, your wine, or your juice.
Yes.
Let's get ready for communion. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
right.
you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Heavenly
God.
Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat the bread of life and drink of
yes,
the
God.
Cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
your
God.
Word says, let every man examine himself, so let each
yes,
of us
Lord.
Examine ourselves now.
Right, then, yes, God. Search our hearts.
Yes, Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our
yes,
transgressions,
yes,
our trespasses.
Yes,
cover
yes,
each
God.
Of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness.
Yes, God.
Heavenly
right
Father,
now,
we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion mm-hmm. with you at this time. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that the Lord Jesus, that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus
yes,
took
God.
Our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, our trespasses
yes,
to the cross with him.
Yes.
Thank we
thank
you that we take this piece of bread, your body, in
yes,
remembrance
Lord.
Of you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we
yes,
love
God.
You. We remember your suffering
yes.
and how you were beaten,
yes,
married, spit upon, whooped, and crucified for each of us. Your body
yes,
was
Lord.
Broken so that our bodies may be healed. We
thank
you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, for touching us,
yes, God.
For healing us.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat, for this is my
yes,
body
God.
Which was broken for you. And partake
thank
it
Lord.
In faith in the name of Jesus. You may eat.
Thank you, Lord. You may eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body.
Yes, God.
Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us and cleanses and washes
yes,
away
God.
All of our sins, all of our iniquities,
yes,
all of
yes,
our
God.
Transgressions, and all of our trespasses.
Yes, Lord.
Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We now
yes,
take
God.
This in remembrance of you. You may
yes,
drink.
Lord. Yes, God.
What washes away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and all that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. 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 We thank God
amen.
For you, Pastor. Thank you for that song. We thank God for the, thank you, Jesus, for the blood in your body. Oh, Lord, we bless your
oh,
name.
Yes.
We're going to get ready for the sermon that will be delivered by Pastor Tawanika Manning. So we're going to have another praise and worship moment here, and then we'll come back and get ready for the word. So you all get ready. Get your mind ready. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come soon. Fire. Sweet. Perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We have now made it to the message part of the sermon today. You know, we thank God, you know, for this beautiful woman of God, this pastor, you know, this prophetess. You know, God have called her, you know, to do his work. He has called her to do his work. So without further delay, here is my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's here in Sunday service. I don't know about you, but that's one song that come to mind. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because
yes.
of God, we are able to be here. And I just want you to take a look back over your life. And the fact that you can look back over your life means that you still have life today. So you have more than enough to be excited for, to be grateful for. For I am grateful
Hallelujah.
For this time, this set time that
yes.
God has called me. Oh, into the fivefold. So I just thank God. It's not about me. It's all about what
Hallelujah.
God is doing in me. It's all about God. And we have to understand that in this life, it is not about you. It's what God can use you for, his purpose and his plan. Are
Hallelujah.
You ready to be used? Hallelujah. I'm just excited.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you because sometimes people don't understand your praise. They don't understand your worship. They don't know where you came
yes,
from,
yes.
what you went through to get to where you are today. Some of us had to get shaken down. Some of us had to lose everything. Some of us almost lost our mind. Some of us didn't know who we were.
Thank
I mean,
you
Lord. Don't understand your praise and your worship because they don't know what you've been through to get to where you are today. I just want you to scream, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank
God,
you,
have your way, God. Have your way.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, I got a sermon for you, but right
hallelujah.
Now I just want to praise God. I just want
to
thank God for all
God.
That he's
glory
done, all that he's doing, all that he's about to do. In the name of Jesus
glory
Christ.
God.
When
thank
you know
you,
God
Lord.
For yourself, you ain't got to worry about nobody else. You ain't got to worry about
glory.
Your finances. You ain't got to worry about your marriage. You know that God has you through thick and thin. God is going to be there. The Bible said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Will you believe that today?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm here to tell you, once you start believing, you can receive. Once you start believing, you can receive. It don't matter what man say.
That's
it don't
right.
matter what woman say. When
That's
you believe
right.
it for
Thank
yourself,
you,
then you can receive it for yourself. Your wife can't believe it for you.
That's
your mama
right.
can't believe
when
it
you
for
believe.
You. Your children
Hallelujah.
Can't believe it for you. You got to believe it for yourself so that you can receive it for yourself. My Lord, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You,
and I'm going to say this and then we'll get into the word. But they want to say this because people say, go to counseling. I'm going to counseling for my marriage. I'm going to counseling. If you don't go for yourself, you're not going to get what you need. Once you go for you, once you go for you, you can get what you need for you. But if you go for your wife, then you're not going to get it for yourself. If you go for your children,
That's
then
right.
you're not going to get
Hallelujah.
It for you. If
Thank
you go
you,
for anybody else but yourself, you're not going to get what you need because you're going for somebody else.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe
Hallelujah.
It and receive it. Go get what's yours. When the
yes.
word says it's already done, the word comes from us that it's already done, that God has already did. All you got to do is keep believing
uh-huh.
till you get it because it's already done. It's just waiting for you to get to it. It's waiting for you to believe that it's yours to receive it. It's waiting for you, so it's already done. I'm speaking to somebody today on the line today that it's already done. But will you believe that it's already done?
Will you believe that you're already healed,
yes,
even though you're hurting? Will you believe that your marriage is saved, though it looks like it's crumbling? Will you believe that your finances are secure when you ain't got much in the bank? Will you believe that your bills going to be paid when the red notes are coming in and lights are in? Will you believe that it's already done? Because you, once you believe it, then you can receive all that God has for you. That's what Jesus came and said.
Yeah.
The Bible said, if you believe, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody that's dealing with that unbelief. There's somebody that's dealing with that little bit of unbelief, but the Bible says you can't serve God without faith.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Can't please him without faith. You got to have faith. He said, but if you believe with no doubt, you can speak to that mountain and say, move. You can speak to every situation in your life and say, move and believe it. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, let me get back over here. God bless everyone. God bless the family. Thank you for that song. You know, you touched my heart over here when you were saying, yes, move Holy Spirit right now. Walk every house, sit in every car right now. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Oh God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh my kid, shut up. Glory, 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 glory. Father God, I come giving it all over to you, Lord. I deep so that you may have all the increase. Father God, let your word go forth. Father God, that ones that are needing healing will be healed. Ones that are needing to be delivered will be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your words be my words, Father God. Not my way, your way. Not my will, your will, Father God. Let thy will be done right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
speak
you.
To every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in any of us right now, I speak to you, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. We all say amen, amen.
Amen.
Today,
amen.
Never again. Never again. When we look in the Bible, there are some scriptures in the Bible where never again was spoken. God said never again. Jesus said never again. There was a time in the Bible was never again. And I want to take you all over first to Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, as we talk about never again. When we talk about never again, that means no more. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to say that no more. That's not going to control me no more. Never again. And that's period, point blank period. Never again. This is a time in your life when you have to decree and declare over your life, never again. The Bible says in Matthew 21, verse 18 through 22, you all, and I'll give you all a second to get there. If you're not there, just write it down, and we can always come back to it later. Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, and that's in the New Testament. The first book in the New Testament is Matthew. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. The Bible says, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withdrew away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and no doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And verse 22 said, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. So you got to decree and declare over your life never again to a situation that it cannot and it will not live ever again. That Jesus said, you say to this fig tree, you will never, ever, never, ever let no fruit grow on you ever again. Never again will you bear any fruit on this tree. You can speak to your situation, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled and said, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? Right then and there, when you say never again, let it be. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, right then and there, it was done. So
So when you decree and declare over your life, never again in certain situations, the way you used to be, the way people called you to be, never again will you accept and listen to the devil when he's using friends and family around you to speak. You know, never again. You got to decree and declare over your life, never again. You got to speak those words with boldness, and you got to walk in it. It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to put action about behind what you say. Never again. Never again.
Glory
never again will I have no doubt. The Bible says, when we look at this same scripture, he says, so Jesus answered and said to him, surely I say to you, if you have faith and no doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. Doesn't matter how big your situation is, no matter how big your problem is, no matter how big whatever it is, you can speak to that thing. Like Jesus said, you can speak to the mountain and it shall move. Never again shall you have doubt. Hallelujah, what God can do, what God can do in your life when you trust God, when you believe God. Verse 22 says, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. So decree and declare of your life, never again would I have doubt in what God can do. Never again would I have doubt in what I prayed and asked God for. Never again will I not believe that it can be done.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, if you ask anything in my name. Never again will I ask in Jesus' name and then expect something other than what I ask. Never again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we go to Genesis in the Bible. God declared over the world, never again. Never again. In Genesis 8, you all, chapter 8, verse 20 through 22. Chapter 8, you all, I'll give you time to get there. Hallelujah, never again. Will you decree and declare today over your life? Never again. Never again will I operate in lies and deceit. Never again will I allow the enemy to use me. Never again. Hallelujah. Never again.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Genesis 8, verse 20-22, scripture reads, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not decease, never again.
Yeah.
Can you speak to your life? Can you speak that over your life? He said, never again. God speaking, he said, never again will he do this. Never again will I curse the ground for man's sake. He said, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, never again can you say that to yourself. No matter what the enemy do, no matter what they say to me, I'm going to trust God. No matter what it look like, I'm going to trust God. I know they don't mean me no good. I know they don't mean me no well, but I'm going to still love them. I'm still going to do what's right. I'm not going to do what's wrong. Are you going to say never again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have that kind of strength to say never again? If you don't ask God to strengthen you right now so you can decree and declare over your life, never again will I act the way I used to act. Never again will they catch me drunk and laid out. Never again will I allow the enemy to operate in me. Never again will I lack. I will have plenty. Never again will I lack, for I will have plenty of silver. Never again will I lack. I will be plenteous in goods. Never again will I lack. I will prosper through prophetic ministry. Never again will I sow and not reap. Never again in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will I carry a bag full of holes. My Lord, my God, can you decree and declare over your life, never again. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my emotions, but I yield my emotions to the joy and the peace of God. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my sexual character, but I yield my body as a living sacrifice. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my mind, but I renew my mind with the word of God. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my appetite, but I yield my appetite to the control of the Holy Spirit. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my tongue, but I yield my tongue to the Holy Spirit. Never again will I allow the enemy to control any part of my life, but my life is under the control of the Spirit and the Word of God. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my destiny, but God is the revealer and the finisher of my destiny. Never again will I allow the enemy to abort any plan of God for my life. Never again will you decree and declare, never again, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, my Lord, never again will I allow the enemy.
house of the Lord. Never again will I operate in drunkenness. Never again will I operate in deceit and gossip. Never again in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you decree and declare? Never again. Never again will I behave unseemly for love does not behave unseemly. Never again will I be easily provoked, for love is not easily provoked. Never again will I seek my own, for love does not seek its own. Never again will I think evil, for love does not think evil. Never again will I lose hope, for love hopes all things. Never again will I give up, for love endures all things. Never again will I act and think like a child. Never again will I be passive with the gifts of the Spirit, but I desire spiritual gifts. Never again, never again, never again. Never again. Would I allow the accuser to accuse me, for I am washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. There's no guilt or shame for those who are in Christ. Hallelujah. When you believe and receive it, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can decree and declare never again and walk in it. Never again will I allow sorrow and sadness to control my soul, for the Lord has taken away my sorrow and pain. Never again will I labor and work in vain. Never again will heaven be shut up over my life, but the Lord has opened the windows of heaven and poured out blessings on my home that I won't have room enough to receive, because I decree never again.
Yeah.
Never again. In Zechariah 14:11, the Bible says, and Jerusalem will be filled safe at last and never again to be cursed and destroyed. Can you decree over your life? You have the power in your mouth. God has given you the power and the authority in your mouth to speak it and believe it with all that you have. Never again. The Bible says John 19, verse 30. That's one scripture.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, the finished work on the cross. That's John 19,
yeah,
you all.
Yeah.
I'll give you time to write it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word on today. Mm-hmm. Not my word, your word for the God. Mm-hmm. There's so many of us that are going through, and we just have to speak it over our life never again and receive what God is saying for us, saying to us and for us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you all with me right now, we go to John 19, verse 30, you all. John 19, verse 30 says it all right here. 30, the Bible says, and they answered and said to him, John 19 and 30. The Bible says, and when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
Yeah.
Never again. Never again will Jesus be nailed to the cross for you. Never again.
My Lord.
Never again will he be nailed to the cross. Never again will he shed his blood. Never again will he come to and go through what he went through. Never again. It's already been done for you, for me, for your children, from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. It's already done. Never again. Stop nailing Jesus to the cross, because it's never going to happen again. It's already done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have to decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again.
My Lord, my God.
Never again will I love or enjoy sin. Never again will I allow sin to reign in my body. Never again will I depart from holiness. Never again will I allow lust to dominate me. Never again will I yield my members and members of unrighteousness, but I yield my members as instruments of righteousness. Never again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Never again will I be afraid, for the Lord had delivered me from all fears, according to Psalm 34:4. Never again will I be afraid of man, for the Lord is my helper, according to Hebrews 13:6. Never again will I be tormented by fear, according to 1 John 4:18. Never again will I be afraid of demons, when I tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, according to Luke 10:19. Never again will I not be afraid I will not be afraid of witchcraft. Never again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Never again will I yield my body to fornication. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Never again will I yield my body to gluttony and overeating. I will not come to poverty. Never again will I allow harmful substances in my body. Never again will I yield my body to slothfulness and laziness, for the lazy man will be put to forced labor in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you never again that we can decree and declare never again over our life today. Never again, you don't have to settle for less. You don't have to
suffer with the world and saying, you can decree and declare never again. I'm going to walk this walk. I'm not going to walk this way anymore. I'm going to walk with the Lord. Never again will I look back when I put my hand to the plow. I won't look back and see what I used to be. Never again. I'm going to keep marching forward. I'm going to keep trusting God. Never again, never again will I accept sickness and disease because I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. According to your word in 1 Peter 2:24, never again will I join my body to anyone other than my maker, for I have been saved and delivered from sexual immorality. According to 1 Corinthians 6:16, never again will I submit my body to any ungodly purpose, for my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Never again will I defile my body, which is the temple of God. Can you decree and declare over your life right now, never again, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We just want to say thank you, oh God, because it's you that give us breath, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you, oh God, that our heart beat the rhythm of life, oh God. And as we, long as we can decree and declare, we decree and declare that never again will I allow pride to control my life. I'm gonna call somebody today. Never again will I allow my heart to become hardened because of my situation and circumstances, and because of who hurt me, because who wouldn't do it for me, who left me, who abandoned me. Never again will I allow my heart to become hardened because what mama didn't do, because what daddy didn't do, because daddy left, or because mama was with somebody, or daddy was with somebody, they didn't have time for me. Never again will I allow my heart to be hardened. Never again will I operate in unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and strife. Never again will I allow alcohol and drugs to control me. Never again will I walk in vanity and vainglory. Never again will I allow stubbornness to control my life, for stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry, and I am not a stiff-necked person. Never again will I walk in selfish ambition. Never again will I speak in a boastful way. Never again will I cause another person to stumble. Never again will I walk in offense. Never again will I give myself to drunkenness. Never again. Never again.
We thank you, Lord.
Can you decree and declare never again over your life today?
Thank you.
It is critical. It is critical. It is critical, and I said again, it is critical that you decree and declare never again that you're going to walk away from this situation. You're going to walk away from that thing that is causing you to operate outside of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to walk away from that thing never to look back and say, never again will I walk this way again. Never again will I get myself caught up in God, because you brought me out. And never again will I do it. Can you say it and mean it and walk in it? Never again. Never again.
Oh, yeah.
Never again to allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of your mouth. Never again allow cursing and bitterness to come out of your mouth. Never again allow profanity to come out of your mouth. Never again allow lying to come out of your mouth. Never again allowing evil words to come out of your mouth. Never again allowing having a backbiting tongue to be a part of your life. Never again will you murmur and complain, but just give God thanks. Never again will you allow your tongue to be out of control, but it will be a brittle tongue. Never again will you allow filthy conversation to come out of your mouth. Never again will you allow critical words to come out of your mouth that can tear someone down, but instead build that person up. Never again will you allow your tongue to be used to do evil. Never again will you allow gossip to be a part of your life. Never again will you keep silent when you should speak. Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word on today. Not my word, your word. As we decree and declare over our life today, never again. And we understand how critical and crucial it is to our life and our walk with you, Father God. So we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we confess fear, for God had not given us the spirit of fear. We thank you, Lord. Never again will we confess failure, for we will meditate in the word, and we have good success. Never again will we allow mountains to block us, but we speak to every mountain in faith, and they are removed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we say, I can't, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Never again will we make excuses for failure. Never again. Never again.
That's right.
Never again. Say it with me. Never again.
That's right.
Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Never again. Never again. Never again.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Never again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never again will we lose sight of the prophetic word spoken over our life, but we will war according to the prophecies given to us. Never again will we reject correction from those who love us.
You got to understand sometimes people, it's not that they're trying to hurt us, they're trying to help us. So you got to, don't reject correction from those who love you. It's all in love. Don't get offended. Just know that it's all out of love. Yeah, so never again reject correction from those who love you. Never again listen to the enemy and what the enemy is saying to you. Seek God always. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. I hope and pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that these words on today have changed your life, that you would decree and declare over your life never again, just as Jesus did, just as our Heavenly Father did. Just as Jesus came and did the finished work on the cross, never again will he be nailed to the cross, never again, never again. It's already finished. Can you say never again to that situation? And decree and declare that it's finished. It's no more a part of you. It's no more that you've walked away from it, never to go back to it again, never to go back to that bottle, never to go back to that, whatever it is that has caused you to get out of the line of God. So I pray right now for divine positioning for your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that God would divinely position everybody today, myself, my husband, our children. Lord, we pray for divine positioning, Father God, that you would position us to receive every blessing, every favor, every form of protection, Father God, that you would keep us there, oh God. Oh, Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you that you've answered our prayers. In Jesus Christ's holy name, for God be the glory. And we all say amen, never again. God bless you all. This is how we open up the doors of the church. If anybody needs prayer at this time, you can press 1. We want to pray for you. We definitely want to pray. We want to touch and agree that God will move on your behalf. The Bible said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we want to come together in the name of Jesus Christ and pray for you, your situation, whatever it may be. You press 1 at this time. We'll pray for you. We just thank God for you. Pastor, there's something you want to say while we give them a chance to press 1. Well, we want to pray for you.
I want to say thank
you. Just have to pray
for I want to say thank God for everyone that was a part of Sunday service this afternoon. You know, what a great message, you know, that went forth, you know, led by the Holy Spirit. I think, thank you for letting the Holy Spirit use you. You know, I definitely can agree to some of those never agains, you know, will I. And every single one, you know, that's listening on today, you know, have some of those never again, you know, that God has already overcame already, you know, the finished works of Jesus Christ on the cross. So great word. Amen.
Never again. Never again. Amen. So let us pray. You know, we all need prayer, and I understand if you didn't press 1, we're going to pray for you. We'll be lifting you up here in service. Again, we'd like to welcome everyone of your first time being in Sunday service. We thank God for you for being here. May God continue to bless you and grow you in his word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you, Father God, with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole, and in your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in every area of our life, even as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you for your protection, and that your perfect love casteth all fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment that you shall condemn. For this is our inheritance, and we decree and declare victory right now over our lives. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all storms that come into our lives. Father God, we thank you for life, and life in abundance in your presence in it. Father God, we ask that you touch every household, every marriage. We know that the enemy comes against marriage to destroy. The Bible said that the enemy comes to seek, to kill, steal, and to destroy. So we lift up every marriage on today, right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your marriage right now, over your situation and circumstances. Father God, we ask that you strengthen, Lord God, that the enemy is trying to cause division. Lord God, we pray for divine unity right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will bless, Lord God, that they will both man and woman see and taste how good it is, because you, Father God, honors marriage. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen every marriage, my marriage, and everyone that's here in service today. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen. We do have one Brother Mackey that wants to ask for prayer, so we'll bring him in. Brother Mackey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We good. We thank God for you.
Thank you, brother Matt.
I don't hear that. Thank you for the. Hey, never again. So you know that's strong, powerful word. You know, hell, you know, by a lot of strongholds growing up and everything else, and a lot of people, you know, and maybe you know, I guess that's in every family. Everybody have a situation. Before, you know, when we was growing up, man, you know, I guess we didn't really understand what mental illness was, and the parents didn't understand how things affect kids and a lot of things, you know. And the word never again stretched far, not from only here, just you know, across the country, man. A lot of people dealing with it. A lot of people saying never again, you know what I mean? Because strongholds and everything is that kids grew up under, that you know, everything was a crash course, and it was a crash course for me as a parent, too, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I know my kids will have some never again story because I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? So, you know, I pray that over them as well, you know. So that goes a long ways.
Amen. Well, Brother Mac, we want to lift you up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your son. Father God, Lord, you know all about it. Father God, we ask that you continue to guide him and keep him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you baptize him right now with your Holy Ghost with fire. As he's saying today, Father God, that he's decreeing the plan over his life, the life of his children and grandchildren and those to come, Lord God, never again. Oh, boy, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Whatever it is, Father God, as he's decreeing the plan never again to, Lord God, let it be done, Lord God. Lord, give him the strength that he needs, Father God, and power that only he can receive through your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, touch him in a mighty great way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, for he has purpose and heart, and Lord God, he has followed through, Lord God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, bless his eyes, bless his hands and his feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, prosper him in every area of his life, Lord God. And we decree and declare victory over you right now. Every situation, every mountain that's in your life right now, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is destroyed. Whatever it is, know that God has already taken care of it. All you got to do is walk in it and believe it and decree and declare never again when you have doubt that God can do all things but fail. We bless you. We bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you, Brother Mackey. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. Jesus, glory to God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. We'll talk soon. Stay on the line. We thank you all again for tuning in to Sunday Service. I thank God. Brother Mackey is my brother. Actually, I'm my only brother. I only have one brother. I have two sisters. So I thank God that my brother is here. It's always exciting when your family come in. And whenever my brother come along and I see him, it gives me joy. Joy. You know, so I'm so excited. Thank you, my brother, my love. I love him. Love you so much. And so at this time, we have tithes and offerings. Those who are able to do give their tithes and offering. This is what we give, our offering and our tithes. And we worship and giving. Am I saying that right, Pastor? We worship and giving, right?
That's right.
I'm saying that right.
That's right. You worship
and our giving.
Giving.
So, and you're giving.
With your substance.
Yes. With your substance.
You trust
God, we thank God for it. Amen. So you can sow into the ministry, the gospel for the ministries at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spelled out uppercase P, Chantel with the uppercase S, and Chantell, Pastor Chantel. And if you want to send it any other method, PayPal, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. We can give you a mailing address, or you can do it through Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Again, the number to get further information on how you can sell your tithes and offering, 346-719-3349. And let us pray. We want to pray over your tithes and offering at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tither. Heavenly Father, we know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us, oh God, because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience and to paying our tithes, oh God, and even in our offering. Heavenly Father, your word says that your promises He promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so that he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finance, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to paying our tithes and giving offering in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any members of our families, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, to bless us, oh God, with your 7 blessings of the tithe, oh God, as written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these 7 blessings of a tithe, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Father, call all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory, and we all say amen. At this time, we have our announcers from Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard?
Here I am. Good evening, family and friends. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, the pastor and the minister that's on the roster today.
Yes,
our announcement for today, for this week coming, is Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. We have intercession prayer and fasting.
A.m.,
6
a.m.
6
a.m.
Oh, I mean 6 a.m.
Intercession prayer.
Intercession prayer from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. My fault, excuse me, 12 noon. And Tuesday, we schedule one-on-one counseling and prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Bible study conference. You can call the number at 732-343-2510. Again, 732-434-2510. And Thursday at 8 p.m., the preacher and the pastor radio show. And then Sunday service at 2 p.m., and again, the number for Sunday service is 845-277-9213. Okay,
amen.
We have a minister training. Amen. We have a minister training class that starts every Saturday, October the 24th, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. Please register by next month so you can get your material. Remind, every first Sunday is Holy Communion, so have your bread and your wine or your grape juice ready during Sunday service. And again, anyone can join for the minister class.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dillard. Again, she said our intercession prayer is Monday morning at 6 a.m., and we'll be fasting every Monday from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, because I know that was kind of broken up. Again, intercessory prayers every Monday morning at 6 a.m., and then we're fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. It doesn't mean we're going to be in prayer from 6 to 12, but during that time, we won't be eating anything. Well, we can have water from 6 to 12, but we'll be praying at 6 a.m., and so if you want to join us, please join us. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Dillard. Amen. It's time for our benediction. We're going to close out Pastor Manning. God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank God. Thank God for Sister Dillard, you know, giving the announcement, you know, getting everybody in line for the next couple days that is to come, the next week that is to come. And so we thank you, Sister Dillard.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Brother Mackey, for calling in. You know, you did the needful thing. And what you did was you confessed that, you know, I have been going the wrong way. Maybe I have been thinking of the wrong thoughts, even saying the wrong things. But we thank God that God is a God of restoration. God is a God of grace. So we thank you, Brother Mackey, for calling in this afternoon.
Yes.
One other thing before we get ready to go, one other thing that I do want to, this was put on my heart this morning here. There are times when me and my wife, you know, we'll be out, maybe even buying groceries, or maybe even sitting down somewhere, and the Holy Spirit would just tell us to look to the left or look to the right, and there'll always be someone that's right there that are in a need for someone to help them. So that's where your tithe money goes to. Your tithe money does not go to us. You know, your tithe money goes to those that are in need. It is not the will of God for anyone to perish. You know, there have been times we even sit down and You know, God would say, you know, give to her. You know, it could be the waitress or it could just be anybody. You know, give to her. And because we sow into them, I'm talking about, I've seen people break down in tears and say, I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, I was right here at the end. I was ready to give up. We don't know what they was going. It could have been, you know, right at the point where they going to
commit suicide.
Yeah,
we also feed the homeless.
We don't know.
Yeah,
you know, we feed the homeless with it. You know, we go to the stores and we load up the cars. I'm talking about Sister Dilla Helper. We put bags together. We go feed the homeless. So that's what your tithe money is going to. That's you showing God that, God, I trust you with my sustenance. And I know that it's going to go into the right place where it needs to someone that needs a little bit of help. So we thank God for all, you know, that are sowing their tithes and their offerings. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Now may the grace, now may the God of peace that brought again Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd,
amen,
the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in the sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, you all. We look forward to seeing you all in Sunday service next Sunday or in Bible study or on our intercessory prayer call on Mondays. And again, like Sister Dilla said, Tuesdays is scheduled counseling. So if any of y'all need scheduled counseling, please call the number that was provided. We'll be happy to have a one-on-one counseling and prayer with you. In the meantime, God bless you and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get some going out music. Y'all have a good one. God bless you. God bless you all.
God bless.
Come on, put your hands.